they're not. Decisions that are out of the government's hands, as they continuously try and say, and that's what's important. They can actually influence these decisions. They can. Right across Europe, governments have taken decisions that have stopped the increases in the electricity costs that have been experienced everywhere else. I think in France, they've seen an increase of something like 5%, whereas we're seeing increases of 36, 37, 38% here in Ireland. You know, so why is it different everywhere else? It's because the government is actually taking decisions on behalf of the people.
What realistically could the government do to control electricity prices? Because Spain have also, I think they've capped the gas input prices, and that's how they are trying to deal with it. We buy it. And this is what worries me as well. The EU are negotiating currently to try and figure out a solution to this, and it probably will be in relation to gas prices. Yet we buy our gas from Britain, the UK, which is not in the EU, and I don't know what implications that might have for us. But what do you think the government can do now? Because personally speaking, I don't see the benefit in them giving electricity companies €300, right, to try and offset our costs, because that's actually just increasing the profits and the slush fund for the electricity companies. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, we're paying for that. So they take the money off us that we can't afford, and then they give it to electricity companies who already are taking the pee and gouging from us, right? Yeah. So they're sitting back going, seriously? Is this their solution? They're going to give us more money, folks. So what do you think the solution is?
Well, I think the government could introduce a ban on above cost increases and the massive profits that the companies are making. They could put windfall taxes on those profits and distribute that money back to the people. You know, the government is getting increased tax receipts from the fact that the prices have gone up. They could be distributing that money back to the people as well. And they could, in the long run, what needs to be done then in the long run, I think, is they need to bring energy supply and that back under public control as well. You know, it's no mistake that when the electricity market in Ireland was so-called liberalised and opened up to competition, we had the cheapest electricity in Europe provided by the ESB, and now we have the second most expensive electricity in Europe provided by the free market.
See, I think that's a really important one, because we were promised at that time that this would lead to more competition and cheaper electricity. That experiment has failed miserably. So if any private company makes a decision and the decision is wrong, they reverse that decision or change their decision. So, I mean, the government got it wrong, whichever government it was. I'm not sure which made that decision. That's a failed experiment. We clearly then need to take the generation and distribution of power back into state ownership.
Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are the governments that have got that wrong and got that decision wrong. And they're the people that we're expecting now to actually sort this out. And, you know, and the reality is they are wrong. And this isn't a European push or anything out there, because other European countries are actually intervening to keep the electricity prices down, and that's significant. But yet we're here wringing our hands and saying there's nothing we can do. Either we're members of the European Union or we're not, or what is the situation? And I think that the government can be doing an awful lot more, and can be doing an awful lot more to intervene to actually help citizens, and that's what's vitally important. And look, we've seen it over the last number of years as well. It's not only the electricity costs, but also homelessness, housing, stuff like that there. You know, this government can intervene, and the actual policy decisions by the government not to intervene.